This paper has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. While we have included a brief description of the figures and tables, all references, citations, appendices, acknowledgments, footnotes, and endnotes have been removed. To obtain the tables, figures, appendices, full references and citations for this paper, please view the HTML or PDF version. March 2011. International Review of Research in Open and Distance Learning. Special Issue, Connectivism, Design and Delivery of Social Network Learning. The title of this article is, Frameworks for Understanding the Nature of Interactions, Networking, and Community in a Social Networking Site for Academic Practice. The authors are Graham Connell, Rebecca Galley, and Juliet Culver, Open University, United Kingdom. Abstract. This paper describes a new social networking site, CloudWorks, which has been developed to discuss and share learning and teaching ideas and designs and to promote reflective academic practice. The site aims to foster new forms of social and participatory practices, for example, peer critiquing, sharing, user-generated content, aggregation, and personalization, within an educational context. One of the key challenges in the development of the site has been to understand the user interactions and the changing patterns of user behavior as the site evolves. The paper explores the extent to which four frameworks that have been used in researching network learning contexts can provide insights into the patterns of user behavior that we see in CloudWorks. The paper considers this within the current debate about the new types of interactions, networking, and community being observed as users adapt to and appropriate new technologies. Introduction. Research into the use of technologies and in particular network technologies is now well established. Niche research subdomains have emerged, such as networked learning, computer-supported collaborative learning, CSCL, e-learning, and technology-enhanced learning, each with its own particular focus, underlying principles, and preferred methodologies, such as case studies, evaluations, ethnography, quasi-experimental studies, discourse analysis, and social network analysis. In a recent series of interviews, broad notions of socio-cultural theoretical perspectives and in particular activity theory, actor network theory, and design-based research seem to be commonly cited points of reference for technology-enhanced learning researchers. In addition, a range of popular frameworks and models have been used extensively, such as Lorillard's Conversational Framework, Salmon's E-Moderating Framework, Garrison et al.'s Community of Inquiry Framework, and Wenger's Community of Practice Framework. Collectively, research in the field, and in particular the application of these frameworks, has given us insights into the nature of interactions within these online spaces and some indication of barriers and success factors. However, the emergence of new forms of social and participatory technologies, sometimes referred to as Web 2 practices, has given rise to new challenges in terms of understanding the nature of user behavior in these spaces. Specifically, what is the nature of interactions, networking, and community in these spaces? It has been 5 years since publication of the key paper by O'Reilly that coined the phrase Web 2. Since then the breadth and variety of Web 2 tools have expanded rapidly. There are now many examples of different ways in which Web 2 tools are used, and there are empirical accounts of the user behavior and interactions. Perhaps a more descriptive term for these tools is social and participatory technologies, as this indicates more clearly the affordances these technologies provide. At the same time, a number of new theoretical and methodological insights have emerged, including new ideas and conceptualizations around the nature of learning in these spaces, most notably connectivism and broader notions of network learning. However, it is evident that there is no clear understanding of exactly what these user behaviors and interactions are. This paper will attempt to provide a critique of these issues through the lens of an evaluation case study report on the use of a new social networking site for learning and teaching, CloudWorks. It will consider in particular descriptions of user behavior and interaction, including notions of interaction, connectivity, networking, and community. Coevolution of tools and practices. Before considering some of the frameworks that have been used to describe and make sense of interactions in online environments, It is worth first discussing in general terms the nature of tool-user interaction. Tools and users are not static. Of course, technologies are continually developed and upgraded, but more importantly, users adapt and change their behavior and interaction with tools over time, as they A. become more proficient and confident at using the tools, B. begin to appropriate and personalize use, and C. see new ways in which the tool can replace previous patterns of behavior. Think, for example, of the way tools such as word processors, email, and mobile phones have become more and more ingrained in everyday practice since their original introduction. This shift is both at an individual and an organizational level. For example, internet use for finding and disseminating information is now ubiquitous across education, email has replaced memo communication, and secretaries no longer laboriously type up handwritten letters. Gibson's defines affordances as all action possibilities latent in an environment but always in relation to the actor and therefore dependent on their capabilities in considering the nature of user interaction with tools. This definition is useful. Salomon describes Gibson's concept of affordances this way: affordance refers to the perceived and actual properties of a thing, primarily those functional properties that determine just how the thing could possibly be used. Simplistically, a tall tree has an affordance of food for a giraffe but not for a sheep. Two parallel strips of wood with connecting rungs construe a ladder when against a wall, or a fence when horizontal. Application of this concept to a technological context is useful because it describes the interconnection between tools and users. As P&L argue, there is a coevolution of tools and users over time. Interactions and patterns of user behavior are not static. This coevolution depends on both the inherent affordances of the tools and the characteristics of the users, that is, their skills base, personal preferences and beliefs, and the context and culture within which they are interacting with the technologies. While this has always been the case, arguably the pace of change and coevolution has increased dramatically in recent years, particularly around use of Web 2 tools. There has been a shift from a static content web to one that is more interactive. Peer critiquing, user-generated content, sharing, personalization, adaptation, and remixing are the kinds of user behaviors that characterize these new tools. Frameworks for describing networked learning. Understanding existing and evolving user behavior in such online environments and being able to trace the coevolution described above is a key challenge in networked learning research. Numerous frameworks and models have been developed and used in networked learning, both as guidance in the development of learning systems and as frameworks to structure the nature and form of analysis for understanding patterns of behavior in networked learning contexts. These frameworks and models are valuable as they provide a specific lens on practices, which enables us to view them and understand them in a particular way. For example, some foreground communicative aspects of practice, others aim to describe the context within which practices occur. There are too many to describe in detail here. Instead, a selection of four is considered to give a representative overview of the breadth and types that have been used. The four frameworks are: communities of inquiry, communities of practice, activity theory, and actor network theory. These were chosen because they provide distinct and different lenses on existing practices. Connell provides a more detailed review and describes 20 frameworks and models commonly used in networked learning, mapping these against the classification of learning theories derived by Mays and DeFreitas, that is, where theories are grouped according to whether they are fundamentally associative, cognitive, constructivist, or situative. After briefly describing the four frameworks and how they have been used in networked learning contexts, we will explore to what extent they are useful in describing patterns of user behavior and interaction in a new form of social networking site, CloudWorks, which has been developed to promote sharing and discussing of learning and teaching ideas and in particular to support reflective practice. It is worth stating at this point that a broad definition of learning and learners has been taken, covering learning across formal, non-formal, and informal contexts, and including learners in professional practice contexts. In particular, the CloudWorks site was primarily developed to support scholarly reflection and academic practice, and therefore sits within an informal learning context, with professionals as learners. Before describing the frameworks, it is important to give some notion of the types of interaction with others that occur in modern online environments. Certainly within a formal educational context, much of the reported research into the use of the web in the 80s and 90s centered on fairly well-defined groups, such as cohorts of learners. The research focus tended to be around analyzing their use of tools, such as email and forums, in predominantly closed settings. Social and participatory tools and their associated open practices enable learners to connect and interact with a broader audience beyond their class cohort, which has resulted in a blurring of the boundaries between formal and informal learning, moving beyond groups to more loosely connected actors. Researching these new environments raises new methodological challenges, as the approaches used to describe relatively closed contexts often do not scale and are restricted by the inherent constraints of tightly defined contexts. Drawn and Anderson argue that in addition to groups and learning contexts, interactions in new social mediating tools lead to a network and a collective category, collectives, with a progressively looser connectivity across the three. Therefore, groups are defined as relatively tightly formed, with shared interests and intentions. Networks are a more fluid form of social entity in which members join, create, and remove themselves through informal and semi-formal connections. And collectives consist of individuals whose networked activities are harvested to generate the wisdom of crowds. Drawn and Anderson argue that most individuals use a mixture of all three in their practice, and the affordances of different tools may lend themselves better to use in a group, network, or collective context. Their categorization provides a useful set of guidelines and strategies for how to use tools most effectively to suit the needs of the three different types of learning contexts. The four frameworks chosen for discussion here were all developed before the emergence of recent social and participatory tools. Nonetheless, it is interesting to see to what extent they are applicable in terms of describing the rich mix of interactions and interplay of the groups, networks, and collectives Drawn and Anderson describe. Each is briefly described here. The next section then considers to what extent they can be applied to describing patterns of user interaction in the CloudWorks site. Communities of inquiry. Originating out of CSEL research, and in particular analysis of online discussion forums, the Community of Inquiry, COI, model developed by Garrison et al. Has been used extensively. The model focuses around a community of inquiry consisting of teachers and students. Learning, they argue, occurs within the community when three key prerequisites are sustained: cognitive presence, teaching presence, and social presence. This framework is often used as a basis to derive coding templates for analysis of online discussions, used to develop student evaluations of learning contexts, and is particularly powerful when triangulated with methods such as critical recall and social network analysis. Communities of practice. Although originating from a different research context, social anthropology, and in particular the analysis of work-based community practices, Wenger's Communities of Practice, COP, framework has also been extensively applied to understand network learning and shares a number of similarities to the COI model. It is very much an example of a socially situated theory of learning where learning is seen as social participation and consists of four aspects: learning as community, learning as identity, learning as meaning, and learning as practice. Wenger's theory is valuable in that it considers the ways in which communities of practice are formed and developed. Notions of trajectories of belonging, legitimate participation, and boundary objects crossings have provided useful lenses to describe many interactions observed in online spaces. However, it does not lend itself as easily to direct codification or participant assessment as the COI framework does. Rather, it provides a generic, descriptive approach for contextualizing community formation and identity. Activity theory. Firmly derived from socio-cultural perspectives, activity theory, AT, provides a descriptive framework for considering online interactions. The central premise is that activities occur in a context and that this context needs to be taken into account if we are to make meaning of the situation and appropriately interpret the results. One of the most common ways of representing activity theory is as a triangle diagram, which consists of a subject-object nexus mediated by mediating artifacts, MAs, toward achieving an intended outcome. Around this are the rules and regulations, divisions of labor, and community. Both the broader contextualization that AT enables and the foregrounding of mediating artifacts is particularly useful in terms of understanding interactions in online environments. Enablers and constraints can be identified through focusing on questions such as what environment is the activity occurring in, how is this influencing it, who is involved, what are their roles. In addition, the focus on mediating artifacts helps to identify and crystallize the role of the tools in the process. Actor network theory. Latour argues that instead of thinking in terms of surfaces or dimensions, actor network theory, ANT, focuses on nodes and connections. The central concept is the notion of an evolving, dynamic actor network. A second key aspect of ANT is that it combines the basic properties of a network with actors, or actants, who do some work. These actors include both human and non-human entities. Actors and networks are mutually constitutive, meaning that there is no actor without action. That is, relationship with other actors, and the network is built on the mutual influences and intermediaries that actors exchange between each other. The inclusion of non-human actants is one of the attractions of using ANT in a network learning context, as it enables researchers to foreground technological mediating artifacts and describe their interactions with other actants within the network context. ANT is also useful with a focus on networks and connections instead of on physical distances, which arguably is a more appropriate metaphor to apply to technological communication and interaction environments. Indicators of online interaction. The examples described above give an indication of some of the different approaches that have been used to study and understand networking learning contexts. Of course, each emphasizes different aspects of the network. COI focuses on individuals and types of presence, COP on the group or community. AT foregrounds the context within which the event occurs. ANT emphasizes connectivity and privileges both human and non-human actants within the network. The next section describes an example of a social networking site, CloudWorks, and describes in particular the approach we have taken to the design and evaluation of the site. A major focus of our research interest is on analyzing and understanding evolving user behavior and interactions in the site. The paper will conclude by considering the extent to which the four frameworks described above can be used to shed light on interactions in CloudWorks. The CloudWorks case study. An overview of CloudWorks. CloudWorks is a social networking site to support the sharing and discussing of learning and teaching ideas and designs. The site combines social and participatory functionalities and enables multiple forms of communication, collaboration, and cross-boundary interactions among different communities of users. The core object in the site is a cloud, which can be aggregated into community spaces called cloudscapes. A cloud can be anything to do with learning and teaching, a description of a learning and teaching practice, an outline about a particular tool or resource, a discussion point. Figure 1 provides a screenshot of the CloudWorks homepage, as of July 2010. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the figure. Clouds combine a number of features of other social and participatory technologies. Firstly, they act like multi-user blogs. Links and resources can be added to a cloud, which appear as series of sequential entries under the first contribution. Secondly, they are like discussion forums, as users can post comments that also appear sequentially. Thirdly, they are similar to social bookmarking sites, enabling the aggregation of resources. Both links and academic references can be added. Finally, they have a range of other functionalities common to networking sites, such as tagging, favoriting, RSS feeds, Twitter-like follow and be followed options, and activity streams for different aspects of the site. Cloud spaces are aggregations of clouds, and clouds can belong to more than one cloudscape. Collectively, these features provide a range of routes through the site and enable users to collectively improve clouds in a number of ways. The homepage of the site, in addition to providing standard navigation routes, such as browsing of clouds, cloudscapes, and people, and searching, shows recent activities, currently active clouds, and featured cloudscapes. Methodology. We have adopted a design-based research, DBR, approach to the design and evaluation of the site. Design-based research has emerged in recent years as an approach for studying learning in context through systematic design and study of instructional strategies and tools. It is used to study learning in environments that have been designed and systematically changed through interventions by the researcher and practitioners. Wang and Hanifan define DBR as a systematic, but flexible methodology aimed to improve educational practice through iterative analysis design, development and implementation, based on collaboration between researchers and practitioners in real-world settings, and leading to contextually sensitive design principles and theories. Rieglith and I articulate a comprehensive set of characteristics of DBR that readily map to the approach we are taking with CloudWorks. It is driven by theory and prior research, which is pragmatic, collaborative, contextual, integrative, interactive, adaptive, flexible, linked to actual practice, and generalized. We subscribe to the notion of co-evolution of tools and practices discussed earlier, and hence within our DBR approach we have adopted a socio-technical co-evolution approach, with two parallel strands of intervention, one technical and one social. Alongside this we have put in place a rich virtual ethnographic approach to evaluation of the use of the site and identification of emerging user behaviors. Figure 2 illustrates the approach to development and evaluation of CloudWorks. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the figure. Evaluation. Use and development of the site is being monitored in a number of ways. Data collection has included web stats and Google Analytics, analysis of site activities and discussions, collation of references to CloudWorks elsewhere, such as in the blogosphere and on Twitter, and use and evaluation of the site at numerous workshops and conferences. A CloudWorks evaluation and feedback questionnaire is also available online. This multifaceted evaluation strategy has gathered data that has then been used to inform ongoing design activities, thus ensuring an alignment between evolving technical developments and user needs. The data, and particularly the user feedback, has given us a rich understanding of how the site has evolved and how it is being used. At key points we have commissioned an expert review of the site and have to date undergone 3 site redesigns, commissioning an expert external designer. A range of standard statistics is gathered routinely, along with an administrative cloud stream, which, in addition to listing activities on the site chronologically, in the way that the main site cloud stream does, also documents when new users register with the site. The site is open, but users need to register if they wish to post anything or create clouds or cloudscapes, and when users choose to follow others. We will also be capturing the following on a 6-monthly basis: the number of users who have posted clouds, the number of users who have posted comments, and the number of unique users posting a cloud or comment in the last 60 days. To measure sustainability and longevity of contribution, we are also capturing the following: the number of registered users who post a cloud or comment at least 1 month after registration. This way we don't count the initial use of the site for, say, a conference or workshop, and the number of registered users who post a cloud or comment at least 1 year after registration. Table 1 provides a summary of some of the cumulative quantitative figures for the site in mid-July 2010. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the table. By distinguishing between team and non-team contributions, we are able to get a measure of the impact of our social interventions described above and the extent to which the site is moving toward being self-sustaining. The team consists of the authors of this paper and an additional researcher. They are all e-learning researchers with a range of both pedagogical and technical expertise. The site is also linked to Google Analytics, which shows the growth of the site since its launch in July 2009. As is evident with other social and participatory sites, the number of active contributors to the site, currently 2,935 registered, is less than the number of unique visitors, 87,325 visits from 167 countries. The top 5 countries are the UK, the United States, Canada, Australia, and Italy. From the monthly statistics we can see both a steady growth in the number of users signing up and in the number of unique visitors. In addition, from the contributions made, We can see that there is a growing number of users who are regular contributors both in terms of their activities and their reflections on the value of CloudWorks for their practice. Classifying and understanding patterns of user behavior. We have used a mix of theoretical perspectives to both the design of the site and analysis of the way in which it is being used. Connell and Culver describe the theoretical perspectives that informed the initial design of the site, and Alevizu et al. Describe recent work drawing on broader theoretical frameworks in order to understand emerging patterns of behavior. In particular, Ingestrom's notion of social objects has formed the basis for the design of CloudWorks around clouds as social objects. Similarly, Buman et al.'s framework for sociality has provided a useful approach to the design and development of the site, based on developing environments that both mimic existing user behavior and provide opportunities to expand and shift to new patterns of behavior. We have undertaken a number of qualitative studies of the use of the site, including explorations around how the site is being used by a particular community or theme, and through a series of interviews with users. Galley has developed a community of indicators framework as a mechanism for analyzing interactions on the site, and we have begun exploring how this might be used for analyzing evaluation case studies of the site. Applying a broad range of theoretical perspectives is proving necessary because of the unique structure and functionality of CloudWorks and the way in which we are seeing emergent patterns of user behavior on the site. For example, one of the distinctive features of CloudWorks, in comparison to other social networking sites, is the way it enables and facilitates not only connections within communities but between them. It facilitates boundary crossings between communities, enabling different stakeholders, policymakers, researchers, teachers, learners, etc. to interact in unanticipated ways. It has a genuine global reach with different kinds of stakeholders. The affordance of clouds, arising from their general layout and functionality, that is, the initial cloud entry plus collective additional entries, embedded content, links, and references, coupled with a social space for discussion, seems to promote new and interesting forms of social interaction. A core principle of the site is that it is totally open. Anyone can see anything in the site. This ensures that the site harnesses the best of social and participatory practices and affordances. Serendipity has been built into the site in a variety of ways, which enables individuals to cross community boundaries and make unexpected connections. The site offers powerful mechanisms for supporting social networks in a range of ways and at different levels. To date, we have identified 8 ways in which the site is being used. Events. Use of CloudWorks for conferences, workshops, and seminars was one of the first patterns of user behavior to emerge on the site. The site provides a new type of mediation space to support interactions and communications pre, during, and post events. The discussion space associated with clouds provides a forum for users to discuss issues and to collectively live blog. The ability to add links, references, and embedded content fosters collective intelligence and crowdsourcing. Because events have become such a dominant pattern of behavior on the site, we now provide a dynamic list of events, and to date 47 events are listed as forthcoming, up to December 2010, and 85 cloudscapes have been labeled as past events. Debates. A number of cloudscapes have now been established as discussion spaces, for example, the Flash Debate Cloudscape, which includes a range of topical issues such as Citizendium versus Wikipedia, has Twitter already peaked? And, what will the University of Tomorrow look like? Recently we have also been exploring how the site can be used to facilitate timed discussions, see for example Spotlight on OER. Open Reviews. CloudWorks provides a good environment for supportive open reviews, that is, as a space to opening aggregate and discuss research literature reviews. Examples included a review of the use of Web2 tools in HE and a review of pedagogical models. Research questions can be set up as clouds and used as a basis for discussion and aggregation of resources. Drafts of the evolving review can also be posted for comment. Resource aggregation. Cloudscapes have also been established that act as aggregators around particular topics or resources. Examples include the Horizon Report Cloudscape, the Online Research Tools Cloudscape, and the Learning Design Toolbox. Currently, a course team at the Open University is beginning to explore how CloudWorks might be used by learners as a means of aggregating course-related resources and in particular shared professional practice courses. The site is also being used to some extent to support student activities. For example, students on the Master's in Open and Distance Education course at the OU have been exploring the site by taking part in a CloudQuest challenge, contributing H800 flash debates and using the site to find relevant resources for particular teaching contexts. Reading Circles. A relatively new type of cloudscape to appear on the site is the Reading Cloudscape. For example, the 800-strong community of researchers interested in exploring students' use of technologies has set up a space to aggregate and discuss relevant readings from the field. Learning Design. Part of the original aspiration around the development of the site was to act as a channel for fostering more debate around design practices. A number of cloudscapes have now been established that are focusing on learning and teaching issues around a particular course. These include spaces for those involved in designing courses as well as those who have a tutoring role in delivering courses. Expert elicitation and consultation. Finally, CloudWorks works well as a space to elicit expert views around a topic or as a space to validate and discuss research outputs. One example was a literature review and expert elicitation around the role of educational technologists. Currently, a major consultation process around open educational resources and their associated practices is about to be launched, following the gathering and analysis of a set of international OER case studies. Discussion. Having provided an overview of the statistics for the site and the categories of user behavior, in this section we will attempt to map where and to what extent the frameworks described earlier for understanding interactions, networks, and communities in online spaces are evident from the CloudWorks evaluation data. Table 2 provides examples of where each of the frameworks maps to activities in CloudWorks, which demonstrates the benefits of each framework in terms of providing a particular lens to describe what is happening, but also perhaps to illustrate some of the limitations. In particular, none of these frameworks on its own is adequate to describe the full range of user behavior and interactions we are seeing within the site. Please refer to a text version of this article to view Table 2. In terms of Dron and Anderson's classifications, there is evidence of all three types in CloudWorks, although the majority of interactions are either networks or collectives, as group activities are already relatively well provided for by existing tools, it could be argued. Nonetheless, some of the learner cohorts and workshop cloudscapes could be classified as groups or at least straddle the network and collective categories. The many types of events show patterns of behavior associated with both networks and collectives. This can in part be attributed to the fact that the structure of clouds is designed to promote both discussion and collective aggregation. Conclusion. This paper has addressed a number of themes. Firstly, it describes an innovative new social networking site, CloudWorks, which has been designed to support discussion and sharing of learning and teaching ideas. CloudWorks provides a good example of the emergent technologies mentioned in the call and in particular provides a good opportunity for exploring some of the methodological issues that arise in the use and understanding of new social mediating spaces. Secondly, the paper describes how we have adopted a design-based research approach to the design and evaluation of the site. Finally, the paper explores how a range of frameworks for understanding network learning might be applied to understanding CloudWorks. The paper considers what is arguably one of the key challenges with researching new learning contexts through socially mediated environments. Namely, articulation and understanding of the nature of the interactions between users within these environments and between the users and the tools that form part of the environment. Four frameworks have been described and discussed in terms of the light they shed on patterns of user behavior in one social networking site for academic practice, CloudWorks. The paper has demonstrated that these frameworks are indeed useful, but only offer a partial solution. None of the frameworks provides a comprehensive holistic description. We plan to continue to explore different theoretical perspectives and frameworks in order to try and find an approach that provides this more holistic solution. As described earlier, Galley has developed a set of community indicators, which we are currently using to analyze some case study data on the site. We are also interested in exploring to what extent the notions of connectivism developed by Siemens and later critiqued by Downs might be useful. In particular, we are interested in exploring how the 8 principles of connectivism might be used both as a foundation for developing an analytic framework for understanding online interactions and as good practice principles. The key message from this is the notion that connectivism emphasizes the fact that knowledge is distributed and that learning is the process of growing and pruning those networks and connections in a dynamic and evolving way over time. We believe sites like CloudWorks can facilitate this process and provide learners with new connections and access to a distributed intelligence. Certainly, it is possible to see synergies with the 4 frameworks described in this paper. For example, 2 of the principles related to the nature of interactions between users online mirroring aspects of COI, COP, and drawn in Anderson's categories. However, perhaps not surprisingly, it seems to have a particularly strong synergy with actor network theory. However, it is worth reiterating that one of the main problems with social networking sites is achieving critical mass, building a substantive user base that is self-sustaining over time. This paper has discussed the ways in which we have fostered various social interventions on the sites in an attempt to do this. Comparisons of the contributions by team members and non-team members over time shows evidence of an ongoing shift toward non-team member contributions, which is encouraging. However, a lot of the site activity clusters around specific events, for example, conferences and workshops. A challenge in the coming year will be to grow the number of core contributors and attempt to foster other types of activities, such as the flash debates, open reviews, and reading to circles. We anticipate needing to remain active as a core team but hope that a growing body of other CloudWorks champions will emerge, as users begin to see the benefits the site offers and start to appropriate this into their daily practices. In conclusion, focusing on CloudWorks as a case study in relation to existing and potential frameworks has provided a vehicle for considering some of the issues around understanding online interactions. What is evident is that as yet we do not have either the right metrics or an overarching framework to adequately describe the patterns of user behavior we are seeing in today's online environments. The distinctive feature of these new environments in comparison to previous technologies is the importance and influence of the network in shaping user interactions and activities. Hence, further work is needed to explore how ideas like actor network theory, connectivism, and other recent theoretical perspectives on networking might be used to develop a more unifying and practical framework for describing and understanding these online spaces. This is the end of the article, Frameworks for Understanding the Nature of Interactions, Networking, and Community in a Social Networking Site for Academic Practice. The text format is available on the AeroDL website www.aerodl.org. Goodbye.